Hello, welcome to the Lauder Podcast. This is your host, Danielle Rochford, and I'm sitting here with Melissa Blome, a second-year student in the Spanish language track at Wharton's Lauder Institute. Melissa, thanks so much for coming in to speak with me today.
Absolutely.
To start off, can you tell me a little bit about your background and how it led you to the Lauder Institute?
Sure. So as you mentioned, my name is Melissa, and I was born in Caracas, Venezuela. I'm the daughter of an American mother and a Venezuelan father. And at a very young age, we moved as a family to the United States. So most of my upbringing was in the United States and predominantly in English. So I did my undergraduate studies at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. And shortly after that, I started a career in consulting. I spent 6 years with Deloitte, two of those in New York and four of those in Sydney, Australia. And it was during that time that I realized that my very favorite projects were those that involved large global implementations involving international businesses. It was the projects where I got to spend time with teams based all across the world. And it was that got me thinking a little bit about my education, started considering both an MBA, but I really wanted to focus on the international business element. And a good friend of mine, Andres, actually mentioned that he was a part of the LODA program at University of Pennsylvania. When I looked more into it, I realized it was really the very perfect match for me. From a language perspective, I was really interested in improving my Spanish skills. Although I was born in Venezuela, my formal Spanish education stopped at a young age. So I didn't have very much confidence in that space. My vocabulary was very limited. And I was looking at a future where I hoped to work in international business, hopefully involving Latin America in a lot of ways. So, the Lauder program, the combination of the MBA and the MA was a real perfect match for me.
Well, you definitely came to the right place. Can you speak about the independent study project that you've been working on?
Yeah, absolutely. So as one might have researched that, the Lauder program starts with a summer immersion. And then over the course of the 2 years, you're required to take a Spanish class. Well, in my case, it was Spanish, but a language-specific class. But with the ultimate objective of achieving a certain superior level in a speaking exam, a language speaking exam. And I was lucky enough that the summer immersion happened to have turned on a whole other portion of my brain that I hadn't used since I was very young. So from the time I started in my first year, I was able to achieve the superior level. And once you do that, it opens up a lot of opportunities and some options in terms of what you do with your specific language class. It was at that point that I petitioned for creating an independent study, because although I was feeling much better about my speaking capabilities, I was still really struggling with reading comprehension and writing in particular. Reading in Spanish felt sometimes like reading in Chinese, which I do not speak. So I put forward the petition, and the program approved it. And what we've been able to do is with my professor, Nelson Cardenas, which has been really fantastic. We've been working on reading classic Spanish literacy works of arts. That, in combination with some movies and doing sort of some deep analysis around the artistic context and writing of these works.
Wow, that certainly sounds challenging. And Melissa, to follow up on that, how has this project allowed you to think critically?
So certainly in my past, I've had the opportunity to work on my business critical thinking and analysis skills, but not from an arts and sciences type of perspective. The independent study has given me the opportunity to really take the time to unfold literary works, to step back and to analyze them, not only for their possible interpretations, but also for their deeper meanings. This skill has, it hasn't not only been really enjoyable to work on, but I've also already found the opportunity to apply this kind of critical thinking analysis, not only within my business classes, but also as I work on establishing my own business.
Yeah, that sounds really great. And also, how has this project helped you to improve your Spanish?
It has helped me very much. If nothing else, for the first time, I feel very comfortable picking up a famous work of literature in Spanish and being able to read it, to enjoy it, and to analyze it critically, which is not something I was able to do 4 months ago.
And also, can you give me a brief overview of what literary works you've specifically read for this project? But can you give me this answer in Spanish?
Sure thing. Bueno, hemos leído primariamente tres obras literarias. La primera fue Estrella Distante, por Roberto Bolaño. Después leímos Cambio de Armas, por Luisa Valenzuelas. Y mi preferida obra que leímos fue Cien Años de Soledad, por Gabriel García Márquez. En adición, vimos unos documentales y varias películas que nos dieron un poco más de información sobre los contextos revolucionarios tanto en México como en Cuba, pero principalmente nos enfocamos en las literaturas escritas.
Well, I can't say that I speak Spanish, but that certainly sounds like you really know your stuff. Lastly, do you have any advice for incoming Lauder students?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say, as an incoming student, really take advantage of your summer immersion. Dedicate the time and effort into really improving your your language speaking skills, because I think a significant improvement over the summer really does open up a lot of opportunities once you get back to Philadelphia.
It sure does. And also, what are your post-graduation plans?
So I'm really excited about my plans. I'm right now working on setting up a business of my own. And I have to say, Lauder has had a lot to do with preparing me for that and inspiring me to work on the type of business that I'm looking to establish. I've decided to leverage both my connections and my abilities in Spanish and in Latin America. And I've been working with a business that's already established in Latin America in order to take their product line into the African market. A lot of that inspiration has come specifically from the Lauder classes and from getting a greater understanding of the opportunities that exist abroad, not only in Africa, but in Latin America. And thank you to the improvements in my Spanish. I feel all the more comfortable continuing to work, especially from a business context, with people in Latin America preparing me to set up this business. So I'm extremely excited about it.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Melissa, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, and thanks to those who are listening. If anyone would like to learn more about the Lauder program, please visit us at www.lauder.wharton.upenn.edu.
Thank you.